Psalm 68, Part 2, Preface. In the time of the Old Testament, God had separated unto himself a peculiar people, to whom he gave his oracles and statutes, and among whom he dwelt in a peculiar manner in the Holy of Holies. The worship instituted for this people consisted in sacrifices, washings, keeping of days, and the like. It was a worship in which time, place, and manner were minutely determined, and these outward observances were a shadow of things to come. Hence, in the New Testament, these shadows are done away, and the worship of God is no more bound to a particular place, or the observing of days, or any outward ceremonies. The temple of the New Testament is built of living stones, it being the company of those who are led by the Spirit of God. The builder of this temple is the Holy Ghost. Faithful ministers are his helpers, and the church the building. The instrument which the Holy Ghost uses in building is his word, which is the voice of Christ, and the sacraments as the visible word of God. The material for this spiritual temple the Holy Ghost gathers out of every nation and kindred and tongue and people. When his voice, by which he builds, falls on your ear, harden not your hearts. When he draws you, resist him not. The temple of God is built by the word of his mouth, so let it dwell with you richly. Remember it when thou risest up in the morning, and meditate on it in the night, when thou liest down. And now, let us hear the word as contained in the latter part of the 68th Psalm. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rides upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Summary. The time of the New Testament is here described as a time of joy and gladness, when his people glorify God with singing and music, when the bridegroom is present and the bride rejoices. Hence, the word of Christ is called gospel, good news, glad tidings, because it proclaims to us the grace of God, the forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation, and assures us of it as a sure salvation, because it is in Jesus Christ, who is God over all, a mighty Savior. He who was able to visit his blood on the head of the Jews and to scatter them to the four winds, the same is also mighty to gather his people and to save them from the very jaws of hell. For to him belong the issues from death and he holds the keys of hell and of death. Seeing then so great and so sure a salvation is offered unto us, let us rejoice and be glad, trusting our souls to him and glorying under the shadow of his wings. Prayer. Lord, I will tell while I am living thy goodness forth with every breath, and greet each morning with thanksgiving until my heart is cold in death. Yea, when at last my lips grow cold, thy praise shall in my sighs be told. Amen.